is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, this is Dr. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. And before we go on, our guest is Doreen Hannison. Doreen, do you have a website? Where can people get more information about the National Animal Identification Program?
The best place to go is nonais.org.
nonais.org. And what is that?
Actually, it's a blog that a fellow in Vermont set up, but he's housed all of the documents and tries to keep everything very up to date. And the USDA has gone about removing documents and hiding them, and it's kind of interesting what's occurred there.
Well, but why are they doing that unless they're trying to conceal the truth from the American people? Aren't we an open society? Doesn't government, simply carry out our directives? Or do you really think there might be some sinister organization there that doesn't want the American people to realize what lies ahead until it's too late?
Well, they've been working on this for a very long time, since 94 at least, and there are billions of dollars invested in this. And these people, now, I don't think everybody that works for the USDA is evil on a stick or anything, but it's like telling them their baby's ugly by pointing out all of the flaws with this program. And they have to have an emotional reaction to it. If they've been involved for, 14 years building something up, and then you just tear it apart, they are threatened. Okay? And I think the reason they're moving things is because we, as a small group of people who have just become very proactive fighting against this, have pointed out how sinister the whole thing is, and they are having a great big public relations problem. So they try to hide the documents and move them around and let people not see them all the time, spouting this mantra of transparency. And what transparency means in that World Animal Health Organization glossary, it means collection of data. They changed the language so that when you say is, it doesn't mean is, like Bill Clinton testified to. And you're left with basically a dictatorial form of government, and it's all through agency law.
But that's exactly what they want. They really want an authoritarian society where every animal is chipped, where they know we're all, you store your feed. Isn't that even one of the requirements, that they want to know where you store the food for the animals?
That's not actually mentioned in the National Animal Identification System. It's that there's this interweaving of a number of things. The main things that are interwoven here are the Bioterrorism Act, the National Animal Identification System, and then this thing that comes out of the OIE again, and that is called the Guide to Good Farming Practices. And what they want you to do is, say somebody comes over to visit my farm, I need to make note of that, write down their license plate number, note where they go, and, keep those records for the veterinarian in case something should happen.
Well, you mean if somebody just comes over,
a
neighbor comes over to your farm, you have to keep a record of it?
That hasn't been pushed forward as of yet, but that will be what comes after they get NAIS into place. Yes.
Well, tell us, what about the geese on the farm? What about the little piglets they got in? Are they all going to have a a tag of some sort or a chip?
Yes, before they ever leave the property, yes. And the original documents, they wanted everything to be marked regardless of leaving the property or not.
But how much does it cost to put an RFID chip into a chicken? Does every chicken have to have a chip on it? Or?
Yes, according to their documents, yes. And I did quite a bit of research into the other countries that have similar programs, and none of them are as huge as what the USDA has proposed for us. Yet the cost in England, which is the closest, it only covers four species, and the minimum cost was £20, which is like $37 per animal.
So $37 for each chicken. Let's see now. That's going to run up the price of chickens, isn't it?
Quite a bit. People just won't have them, and then all you'll be, but they,
what's going to happen to Colonel Sanders?
Hold on. They put in this thing. There's two forms of animal identification: group identification numbers, or GINs, and individual animal identification numbers, or AINs. The group ID number is 13 digits. The individual ID number is 15 digits. Now, if you raise, say, for instance, Colonel Saunders, they'll have 10,000 chickens in one house, and they all have to be of approximately the same age. They can all go under one identification device. Okay?
They don't actually have to be individually chipped?
Those don't. But if you raise, like, for instance, us, say we've got 10 hens and they hatch out their own chicks. Since they're mingled with animals of other ages, they would all have to be individually tagged. Okay, because they're saying that if you raise them in a group through the market process up to the point of death, then all you have to do is have one tag on those animals. So, and that applies predominantly to poultry and also to piglets.
Well, that would certainly favor then the corporate farmer over the little guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then people who raise their animals in a more natural fashion, with, you know, the calf nursing off of the cow, they'd have to have two ID numbers. Okay. Whereas if they took the calf as soon as it was born and put it into a pen with other calves that were born on approximately the same date, they could put all of those calves under one ID number.
So basically this is to destroy the small farmer.
Well, yes. It's to charge up the corporate agricultural system, which is agribusiness, and destroy agriculture, which is, you know, people running things in a more natural way.
Well, now, what happens if you just have your chickens on your farm? You have them to lay eggs for you, and then you kill them and you eat them yourself. Do you still have to have the tags on there?
According to the original documents, yes, but now they've gone through this process of deflection and entering, you know, making a whole bunch of statements about how you won't need to do that. If the animal never leaves the property, you kill it yourself and eat it, they say that you won't have to do it. But you will still have to have a premise identification number.
So anybody who has a farm will have to have a special number that's issued by the government?
Yes, hooked up to GPS coordinates on a satellite.
And then will they be observing you through those satellites? Will they know what you're doing?
They say they're not going to.
Can we trust them?
Do you trust them?
No.
I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all.
I mean, that's what the whole purpose of these extensive satellite system is. It's not to spy on the Russians. After all, they're our friends now, and communism is dead.
Right.
So what are they doing with all the satellites? Why, they're watching us, ladies and gentlemen. They're watching us.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest today is Doreen Anderson, and we're talking about this animal identification system and really how totally impractical this would be, you know, for this small farmer. Of course, it's very easy for the corporate farmer. They can put 10,000 chickens all on the same ID, and they don't even have to bother to chip them. And so what this does, it discriminates against the small farmer. It rewards the large farmer, and eventually, of course, will lead to the concentration of power and of wealth and control, because it's really all about control. Well, you know, certainly, what about the seed and the food? You mentioned that the food store, probably the seed stores and feed stores, have to have your name and address?
Technically, they don't. However, they're using the Bioterrorism Act of 2002 to make people register and to make them think they have to register, although farms are technically exempt in that act. Okay, now feed stores, they would have to register so long as they're not part of a farm, but they do not have to ask every person they sell feed to for their name, address, and phone number.
Well, then why are they doing it?
Because some of these feed stores, the one I mentioned, for instance, MFA, are involved with our state ag department on setting up this program called, they call it Health Track, and it's a quality source and age verification program for cattle, and they want to basically implement this kind of system where you will have to have a premise identification number in order to buy feed, okay? So they're trying to use feed stores to help them to implement the NAIS, and they're trying to sell it to them through their ignorance. They're like, well, you need to get this from people so that, you know, we can track the food. In case there's something wrong with, you know, a lot of feed or something, then we can contact them easier.
And, of course, that's really what this is, not just for animals. This is for all the food, and this is why there's tremendous, to my way of thinking, As I watch television night after night, it's all about the poison spinach, the poison onions, the poison strawberries. This is not more of a problem today than it's ever been. Why are they focusing our attention on it? I believe to justify new legislation to control even more the food supply. Would you think that's Is that paranoia, or is that perhaps being a little a realist about what's going on?
It isn't paranoia, because what the desire is on an international level is to have trace back and trace forward on everything that is consumed or sold. Okay, that's with all of this RFID chipping of products, like in Walmart. You know, you buy a razor and they can chart it going out the door. They have an RFID chip in your tennis shoes, and if you paid for it with a credit card or a check, they know when you've come into the store. Okay, it's this absolute surveillance society that's running rampant, because number one, there's somebody who's not omniscient and wants to be, and will use technology to achieve it. And that's how they're going to get all of this knowledge, is through the computers and through this interfacing of all of these computer systems.
But don't we need something like this to protect us from the wicked terrorists who might poison our food supply?
I don't think so, because the way I read it, life is never safe. You know?
And if the terrorists were really out there, after 5 years, you'd think they could have launched at least one attack, wouldn't you? But maybe it's all made up to justify this totalitarian control, because it's really about control, don't you think?
Well, yeah, that's definitely it. I mean, there's a document within the cooperative agreements that the states have to sign with the USDA. It's called the Special Form 424A and 424B, and that document attests for each state agency that they will cross apply, like references executive orders, so that the USDA will have this SF-424A, and then the state ag department signs that document, and they're agreeing to enforce EPA regulations and executive orders on, like, watershed and, you know, water quality, clean air quality systems, all this. So if you sign up for one program, you're signing on to all sorts of programs.
And really, a lot of this was planned long before the terror attack, wasn't it, of September 11th? Wasn't this planned long before? But now, suddenly, we have a justification that we can implement all these draconian laws to protect us from Osama?
Yeah, exactly. It's just operating off of people's fear. And yet none of this will make us safe.
Of course not.
And yet, you know, I mean, what we should do is close our borders and, you know, stop being the world policemen, and then people wouldn't hate us so much, and we would have more control of our own nation, but that's not the plan.
That is absolutely not. We're doing everything we can to get everybody in the world to hate us. In fact,
right,
the only people who had the original pictures from Abu Ghraib were our own military, and they've released this to the rest of the world to precipitate hatred for America. After all, if we're going to get a big war going with the Muslim world, we have to have everybody hating everybody else.
Right, right.
Anyway, Doreen, thank you so very much for being with us. I would like to get you back on the weather programs. You present these ideas very clearly, and I think it's such an important issue that
okay,
people understand. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, yes. The thing to do is to get the documents, and to get those, you have to go online, and I'm sorry, but the USDA will not send them to you. So if you can go to knownais.org and look under the tech supplements, you'll find all of these documents, and then you can get a real understanding of the scope of this program.
That's knownais?
.org, yes.
.org, okay,
yes.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, you go up there, you get the information. You duplicate it, you talk to people about it. They're going to look at you as if, you know, as if you'd telling them you've just seen somebody from outer space come down. Keep talking about it, because it's coming to pass. And maybe when it does, they'll remember what you said. And they'll realize that you were telling them the truth. And hopefully it won't be too late. Doreen, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
God bless you.
Looking forward to getting you on our other programs.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. We'll be back in just a moment here.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, to really understand what everything is about, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I hope if you haven't read it, you'll get it, and or the video or the DVD. It all tells the same story about this group of people who want a dictatorship in America. And you need to help us get the information out. There are powerful spiritual forces which are energizing this entire movement towards a dictatorship in America. Are you concerned to know that your cell phone now can eavesdrop on you? Did you know that? This has taken years of planning. How have they kept it secret? Because they control what you hear or read. And this just accidentally got out in the hearings, in a court case where the FBI was using the information they'd gotten from the little microphone switch that is in your cell phone, so that anything you say when you have that cell phone close at hand, they can listen to. Who are they? The ones who want to control you and monitor everything you do. Nobody may be allowed to be free in this brave new world that's coming down, the world of 1984, and behind that are the powerful spiritual forces I describe in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand, they have their concentration camps, they're refurbishing the Japanese prison camps. Halliburton has $385 million to build new detention camps. They already have all the old army camps. The army camps have been closed, but there are people there, and they've changed the barbed wire. It used to be to keep people out of the army camps. Now it's to keep them in. We have a four-tape set on concentration camps. As incredible as it may seem, there is a plan. We have a video is called America Behind Barbed Wire, and we have a concentration camp special. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out. If you value freedom. And remember, our boys go overseas to fight for freedom, but the battle is not there. The battle is here for the hearts and minds and souls of the American people. If you'd like to get our four-tape set on concentration camps, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the concentration camp special, it certainly has the four tapes and several sets of videos, and even has a government document on how to handle civilian internees in the military camps. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that some of you out there will give serious consideration to helping us reprint Dr. Dennis Cuddy's great book, Secret Records Revealed. And right now you can get a full case of his books for $149.95 plus shipping, a pre-publication offer. Once we get enough people pledged, why, we'll go ahead and actually publish the book, but we need your help to do it. And once we have enough pledges, why, we'll get Dr. Cuddy's book printed. That's Secret Records Revealed, now with an index, with a epilogue that brings it right up to date to this very... You need to get books like this and get them in other people's hands and understand everything is a social experiment. The elite look upon us as human cattle or human chattel. There is an elite group. It controls America. Now, if you'd like to help us with Dr. Cuddy's book, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand who these people are, you need to go to my website, radioliberty.com. Read my August, September, and October newsletters. Copy them, get them out. Help us reach others while we still can. And pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuper.